Henry Plumtree, the CEO, Managing Director of Godolphin Australia, joins us with the news that James Cummings has been announced as Godolphin's new head trainer. Good afternoon, Henry, and well done on the appointment.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. There's been so much discussed about this and speculated and things like that, but to have the signature and to move ahead, you must be excited about it.
Yeah, look, we're very excited about it. And there has been a lot of discussion, and I think, you know, it's great that racing is in the news for a good reason, you know, and it's these sort of appointments always create a bit of interest, and it's generally very positive stuff. You know, we've been very well served since we bought the Woodlands assets off the Ingham since 2008. We've been very well served by two trainers, and I'm sure that James will continue that tradition with the team that he's got around him.
Those numbers at Kembla Grange, 3, 2, and 6. More on that shortly. What made James Cummings be the number one target for Godolphin?
Look, Andrew, it's not, you know, as John said, you know, when he left us, it's a big job, the Godolphin job, and it takes quite a bit of getting your head around, and it's... I'm not sure whether what James was thinking at the time. He might be completely mad, but I think it's a challenge for a lot of people. It's an opportunity to work with amazing bloodstock, which we get off the farm at Woodlands and Northwood Park every year. But I think Sheikh Mohammed has managed to build a brand which a lot of people just want to be part of. And I think the attraction is that the system that John Hawkes ran at Crown Lodge for the Inghams, and the same system that Peter Snowden ran, and latterly John O'Shea, is a system that's been proven to work pretty well. And I think it's just an opportunity for a trainer to come in and work that system and put their own special touch on it. But they don't have the responsibility of running a business as well, because we try and run the business while the trainer just trains his horses.
Henry,
and I think that's a big bonus. Yeah.
Prior to the appointment of John O'Shea, I remember speaking to you, and you said at the time protecting the brand was just as important as finding a good trainer, that you didn't want a trainer who was going to be out dancing on tables at 3 a.m. So that probably trims the field down a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, well...
I've seen Henry on a table at 3 a.m.
I've been under a table at 3 a.m. in the morning, especially with your mate Greg Radley. He had me under a table once. But, look, it's we've been very lucky with the two trainers that we've had, that neither of them would ever be dancing on a table at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's about protecting the brand. I mean, we're very big on integrity. We're very big on upholding Sheikh Mohammed's global reputation for everything that he does, and you know, that James Cummings fits into that mold really well. You know, he's got a fantastic pedigree for training racehorses. He's a third generation trainer now, but importantly, he's young, he's a family man, he's got a beautiful wife and two lovely children, and that's a very important dynamic for us. You know, we want their family to be part of the operation as much as we want the trainer.
He takes over on July 8. That's a little bit earlier than what most people thought, but Darren Biebman stays in that interim role until that date?
Yeah, of course he does. I mean, Darren's done an amazing job in the past few weeks. I mean, he's gone from idling along in the middle lane to into the fast lane, and he's stepped up very well. You know, the strike rate hasn't dropped off at all under him. In fact, if you've got time to ring him and ask him, he'll tell you that the strike rate's been 23%, and I'm not counting, but I've won X amount of prize money. But he's done a fantastic job, and I think one of the things that's made the last few weeks so easy for me and so easy for us as a company is that Darren has just seamlessly slipped into that role and run the training operation without any hiccups at all. I mean, the same staff are in place, admittedly, but it was an unsettling time, and Darren has really assumed the role very well, and I'm really excited about the prospect of him and James working together to run the racing operation. I think it's a great mix.
Henry, we thank you for your time on the news that James Cummings takes over as head trainer of Godolphin Australia from Saturday, July 8. Thanks for your time, Henry.
Always a pleasure. Take care.